why most of the German pilots were glider pilots is that what happened before the war, Germany used to secretly get these pilots and train them, but they weren't allowed under the Geneva Convention to have enough aircraft or be able to have enough forces to train. So what they used to do is they used to train everybody as a glider pilot, and then they would know everything about the air, navigation, everything else that we were trained with before the war as young men starting about 16, 17 years of age. And they were trained as glider pilots, so they knew everything about flying. And then when the time comes, when Hitler said, I don't care what anybody thinks, then he turned all these people into the Air Force. But they'd secretly been building everything, tanks, guns, aircraft and ships, secretly unknown. And nobody, the Allies, as the French and the British and that, none of us took any notice of them. We just left them go on their way. Although people like Winston Churchill kept moaning and shouting what was happening in Germany. Nobody wanted to know. Everybody wanted a peaceful time to be through there. So therefore, that's why a lot of those people. And then what they used to do is that they used to aircraft used to come to this country following ordinary liners each way coming flying across. They used to send two or three of these pilots with them, and so they used to know exactly where all the airfields were and where London was. So when the bombing of London came on, most of these pilots had been flying over in civilian aircraft, coming with as passengers, and that's how they were being taught out where England was and where our airfields were ready for the war, because Hitler prepared for the war, and that's how he moved in. He took each country. I don't know how much history you've done, but he took each country under protest. If a few Germans lived in the country, he would turn to them and say, "Well, that's our country. We want that." So they took over Austria. They said, "Well, these Austrians are Germans, really." So he took over Austria. Then he took over part of Czechoslovakia, Sudetenland, as it was called. Then he took that. Then he took the whole lot. Then he moved to Danzig. He wanted the Danzig shipping corridor, so he could get his ships in and out from the northwest. So in the way was Poland. So therefore, he gave Poland an ultimatum: you either let us have Danzig, or we're going to invade the country. Well, with that, he invaded the country of Poland and brought Britain into the war. It was a Sunday, September the 3rd of 1939, when Britain entered the war. I remember it very, very well. Came in and entered the war, and the reason was because we had a treaty with Poland that if Poland was ever attempted, France and Britain would come in with them. So that started the war with them. But that was the reason for it. And that all came from the start of glider pilots by the Germans.
Well, in 1936, I was still at school. And one dinner time, I was in the schoolyard, and someone said, "Hey, what's that up there?" And it was the Hindenburg airship, and it flew over Leeds. And what they were doing was photographing everything in Leeds, so they knew where everything was. And they used those maps after the photographs during the war, because Leeds was bombed, and on other cities, main cities in this country, they flew over every one.